looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Today we're talking about something that can really help you pray, and we're going to look at what it means to talk something out with God. So James, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Robbie. Well, first, let's define what it means to do that, just to talk something out with God. It's a way to pray that you see in many places in Scripture where someone interacts with God and God interacts with them, and eventually God does something different than you originally thought was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite examples of that is in Genesis 18, where Abraham prays for the people of Sodom, and God said he was going to destroy the city. So Abraham says, what if there are 50 righteous people? And will you destroy it? And God says, no. So Abraham keeps going, 45, 40, 30, 20, all the way down to 10. And the amazing thing is that God keeps going with him, you know, in the conversation. And you see them truly reasoning together.
Right. And I love that example, Robbie, because it teaches us something really important. Important about how to pray. It shows us that prayer really can be interactive. It's not just, you know, about throwing a request out there and hoping it comes true, you know. It's listening to God, reasoning with him, as you were saying. And that gives me a lot of hope, because life can be complicated. And we have a God who wants to walk through our circumstances with us and help us work things through.
Yeah, it's such a comforting thought, because it helps you understand, you know, something about God's interactive will. You know, God is always in the business of changing hearts and lives, and he helps us to learn and grow, you know, along the way.
Exactly. And he makes room for that in our prayers. That's the cool thing. That's what we're really talking about here. Some folks don't understand how that can be, because, you know, they've recognized rightly, as Numbers 23:19 tells us, that God is not a human being who changes his mind. But God isn't really changing his mind in these instances that we see in Scripture. The point is that we can grow in our understanding of what God actually wants and change our prayers accordingly. That's really what you see Abraham doing in that interaction with God.
So, James, let's talk about how this works itself out in our everyday prayer life. I mean, can you give us an example?
Well, there's a fun one from the musical A Fiddler on the Roof. You think of Tevye, you know. He often talks with God, and you see this kind of reasoning. On the one hand, and then on the other hand. And he's basically thinking things through with God in the room, if you will. And that can be a very healthy way to pray. Lord, if this happens, then. But what about if this happens? You know, on the other hand. And again, the biblical precedent for praying like that is found all the way back with Abraham. And of course, you see Moses praying that way as well when Israel's in the wilderness.
Yeah, right. Like in number 16, where God tells Moses and Aaron to move away from the people so he can put an end to them. And Moses falls on his face, right, and begins to pray. And then God does something different. I mean, I think some folks may have trouble with passages like that for the very reason you were saying, because at first it looks like God is changing his mind. But that's not really what's going on here, is it?
No, it really is. I mean, it's God walking through the wilderness with us, if you will. I think the wilderness of our own befuddled thinking at times. You know, I think of one of the reasons God includes passages like this in Scripture, and that is to show us what it means to live out a relationship with Him. That you know, prayer is meant to be lived out, not at a distance, but in the heat of the moment, up close and personal. And maybe what we thought God said at first wasn't what he was actually saying. So, you know, we can actually draw closer to God and gain a deeper understanding of his will. And if we don't think something is fair or right, we can tell God that, and he will work it through with us and lead us where we need to be.
James, I have a feeling you've prayed a few prayers like this. I mean, I think of what you went through, you know, when your son was wrestling with drug addiction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we wrote about this some in Hope Lies Ahead. And, you know, we could call today's talk Prayer in Messy Places, because that's really what this is about. So many times when we were praying for Jeff, we knew he had to face the consequences of his actions, but I found myself praying David's request, you know, have mercy on the young man Absalom for my sake. And it turned out a lot better for me than it did for David, I'd say, in that instance. And all of these conflicting things, you know, that are in our hearts and in our minds are brought to the conversation, and you just take them and you dump them out on the table before God, and then you sort them out together.
Wow. Sounds kind of like putting together a puzzle.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
And the really cool thing is that we can, right? The fact that Abraham and Moses and Jesus and others in Scriptures could pray like this really shows us something beautiful about God. He actually gives us a say and lets us in on things that he's doing and lets our wills interact with his will.
And that's one of the things about this that can really help us pray, if we'll go there. But it takes time and quiet and focus. We need to close our doors, go into our rooms in private, as Jesus said, and then talk it out. You know, again, take the whole thing, dump it on the table, sort it through. What about this, Lord? What about this? Lord, you promised this. Lord, you seem to be saying this in this circumstance, but you aren't a God who does that. So what is happening here? And when we pray that way, when we really do that, I think we will either see that our prayers change things and make a real difference in those circumstances, or that God will make a real difference in us.
Yeah, wow. So James, would you wrap things up today with a prayer that we will all take that opportunity to pray like this?
Yeah, let's do this, because we need to, and we need to sort of set aside the rules of you know, the theological thinking that A plus B has to equal C, and our worldly wisdom, if you will, and realize, wait a minute, God's mind is so much greater than our own, and, you know, we can't get around his reasoning the way we might pride ourselves. So let's go ahead and pray that right now. Father, help us to love you by just being with you in the moment and talking our lives through with you. Lord, I know you long for us to do this, and we ask that you would give us just an extra measure of your Spirit to be able to put things out before you and work them through. Because we thank you that when we will, we will see you in ways that we never have. And we praise you in advance for what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.